All right.
Good.
Moving on. Item number 12.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the implementation plan and current activities of the Mental Health Redesign and Implementation Task Force. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Good morning.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Good morning. David Johnson is joining us at the table.
We wanted to provide an informational update related to the Mental Health and Redesign Implementation Task Force. As part of the monthly, you know, status updates of the respective task force, we will reflect upon the activities that occurred at the March meeting. And the March meeting, basically, since the Health and Human Needs Committee adopted the SMART goals and we put them on file, we presented those respective goals to the task force and basically discussed, you know, how those goals would actually begin to be implemented through the respective action teams. At the time, the BHD administrator had identified a minimum of one, but potentially two or three county staff that would be serving in a supportive role to all of the action teams in relation to their capacities to actually achieve the SMART goals that are identified. Now, there are 15 SMART goals, and the majority of them really are related to recovery-related activities. There is one respective action team that really does hold the majority of those respective SMART goals, and that is the Continuum of Care Action Team, in which they are assigned 7 of the 15 SMART goals for their, you know, their oversight. I think one of the highlights since the last meeting is that the community linkages has primarily been focused on employment-related activities. And the last meeting that they held, actually one of the speakers came from the Social Security Administration because so many of the clients have some reservations about seeking employment and the loss of benefits. And it really provided some additional information as we begin to roll out employment-related benefits as to how a client, through assistance through the formal system, can actually begin to retain certain benefits and move on a transitional plan so all of the loss of revenue and Medicaid services are not immediately terminated from that individual's monthly, you know, income. I think one of the other action teams that had a remarkable achievement was the quality action team, in which they identified part of the system mapping. And it's really to help us not only establish how an individual navigates services through Milwaukee County, but will help inform what the dashboard will actually look like and how we can ensure that we are, you know, actually meeting the data requirements related to the mental health redesign SMART goals and our capacity to achieve those SMART goals. One of the things that was also discussed at the last meeting and that we have moved forward on and that Mr. Johnson will give you some additional information on is how do we ensure that everyone is being kept up to date on the information related to the redesign task force, and to be able to have that information fluid, to be able to publish that information and have that information available, you know, as soon as we receive it. But I think one of the things that we want to also be able to ensure is that there is transparency with the programs, transparency with the action, transparency with the progress that is actually being made on the respective goals and the SMART goals, and to have that level of accountability not only to our funders but also to the public and the individuals who, you know, hopefully this redesign will have an impact on service delivery. So there was a website that was created, and Mr. Johnson will provide you some additional information on that.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair and fellow supervisors. Not fellow supervisors, but my name is David Johnson. I'm a community service manager at BHD, and I've been primary support staff to the Mental Health Redesign Implementation Task Force. As you'll see here, and I just want to give you a brief introduction and then leave you and the public free to navigate on your own and give us feedback on how to improve this tool. As Ms. Gottich indicated, this tool is twofold. One, the first purpose is transparency, and it's to provide timely information to the public and to this board about redesign initiatives to sustain interest and solicit feedback on those initiatives. The second purpose of this is just as a productivity tool for the stakeholders who have been actively involved in the redesign process to help us better communicate, better collaborate, and to see what the other action teams are doing. When you're on one action team and another action team is meeting, you know, 2 days before or 2 days after, you're going to be able to see in as close to real time as possible what's been accomplished at that meeting and how that impacts the discussions that you're a part of. So I'll just show you the basics here. There's a welcome page. This is housed within the county website. And so, you know, we've tried to make the most of the tools that we have within the limitations of the county's website. But there's several good things here. One is the main page directs you to the SMART goals that were approved by this board last month. You can download or view those as a PDF or view them as a web page. You've had those before, and so I won't take you through that, but you would follow these links from the main page. Below that is the purpose and sort of background information on the task force itself, which leads you to links to some of our partners and relevant reports. At the bottom there is a link to the task force membership. Along the left-hand navigation, you can access a calendar, which will be updated as we get new information from where'd it go? All right. Well, as you see, no one's perfect. But there's usually going to be a link to a Google Calendar here that's going to show you the upcoming meetings of the redesign task force and relevant action teams or work groups that are working on the tactical objectives from the SMART goals. Another link here to reports and minutes. Again, I'm not sure why this is working, but isn't working. But this is this will show you ideally where this is where minutes from the task force meetings will be housed, as well as reports that have been submitted to this board relevant to redesign initiatives. Going back to the main page, then from the right hand navigation is some rich resources here. Again, links to the SMART goals as well as the reporting template that we've asked the action teams and their BHD staff partners to use to report back on progress. It's downloadable in older and newer versions of Microsoft Word, but it's a fillable form to make uniform the kind of reports that we're getting back from the action teams, very specific to the progress that they're making on the tactical objectives, on the performance targets, and on the SMART goals that were submitted to this board last month. That then there's also a link to progress updates where all those reports will be housed. It's sort of the narrative compilation of anything that we receive from the action team co-chairs or the BHD staff partners that are supporting their work. As more reports come in, they're going to be tagged with things like action team community linkages, as you see here, action team person-centered care, the general improvement areas, or a specific SMART goal. So if you were to click on a tag for SMART goal number 8, it'll take you to any report that has been submitted on SMART goal number 8. This will be filled out more as we get more and more reports. Eventually there will be reports on each of the 15 SMART goals and on all the tactical objectives as well that will be tagged for easy access. Going back to the main page then here, contact information for myself. I'll be the primary conduit of information for the task force. Upcoming meetings, which are also accessible through the calendar once they get that fixed up. And then that's the remainder of the information on the right-hand navigation. But I'd welcome you guys to take a look at that. And anyone obviously listening to this meeting or accessing the minutes afterwards will have a chance to go to this. It's public. It's simple, county.milwaukee.gov/mhredesign.htm. We always want to make this an ever more useful tool. I think this is going to be better than preferable to an ever-changing mailing list of people so that people can access this at their convenience rather than having me waiting in their inbox for weeks at a time. So it increases the visibility of the redesign initiatives, and it holds public and private stakeholders accountable for their thoughtful implementation of the SMART goals and keeps the public log of the progress.
I really want to thank you for the work that you've done on this. This is an excellent idea. I wish I would have thought of it. But it helps me, especially with my frustration. Sometimes I'm like, why are you not following this? Why do you not know what's going on? And now we have a whole web page dedicated to it. So I know Supervisor Taylor's super excited about it. And he's looking forward to checking it out.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to make a day of
great.
It. Maybe.
We should.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you. I agree with Supervisor Peggy West. Now, who's responsible for the day-to-day operation and updating it? And
I'll be the one maintaining this.
You'll be doing it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. So it's in good hands, Mr. Johnson.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Did one more thing to do. All right. No, it's great. Thank you so much. Any other comments or questions from committee? Any other comments or questions regarding the redesign report? Yeah. Okay, Supervisor Stamper.
Yes, Sue, are you aware of the new goal being implemented regarding cultural intelligence?
At the last task force meeting, what we had talked about was having a motion actually being put forward.
Mm-hmm.
Once some additional information is fleshed out through the person-centered care action team, and then also there's a core group of individuals, mostly members from families moving forward,
right,
that will be providing some additional detail. But there was a general sense that we would be adding an additional goal, which
mm-hmm.
would be goal 16,
right,
and that's to truly have a focus on cultural intelligence, cultural competence, whatever actually, the language that they they bring forward. But it was just a little premature at that point in time. But the general overall receptivity was that we would definitely add it and ensure that it's embedded and then within all 15 of the goals, too.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I met with them last week, so they're still developing it.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, so we are moving on.